Hello and welcome to the episode 113 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Today, we have a formative pub gig down south, more filming, and a very short public speech. On the 23rd of April 1960, the Nerk Twins, a duo featuring John Lennon and Paul McCartney on acoustic guitars and vocals, played a totally acoustic set at the Fox and Hounds pub in Caversham, Berkshire. They performed Les Paul's The World is Waiting for the Sunrise and several country and western and rock and roll numbers for the bemused patrons. John and Paul were off for a break in the south of England during the Easter holidays. The tenants of the Fox and Hounds were one of Paul's cousins, Beth Robbins, and her husband, Mike. Having been an entertainment manager for years, with some radio experience under his belt, Mike gave some pointers to the twins on how to make a show more appealing to the public. According to Paul, the talk with Mike was very formative. The lads got a chance to perform live on this Saturday night in exchange for working at a bar during the week. Fast forward 1 year to 1961, and the Beatles, with Pete Best on drums, were already having their second residency in Hamburg, West Germany, performing another evening at a top 10 club. Third residency 1 year later, in 1962. The Beatles, still featuring Pete Best in the lineup, were on the stage of the Star Club in Hamburg. In 1963, the Beatles played the Floral Hall in Southport, England, after about 2 months from their first visit to that venue. On the 23rd of April 1964, the Beatles arrived at the Turnberry playing fields in Isleworth to shoot more fooling around aerial footage for the Can't Buy Me Love scene of A Hard Day's Night. At some point in the morning, John Lennon had to leave the premise to attend a literary lunch in his honour at the Dorchester Hotel in London, but the filming went on without him. This is the reason why he is absent in the final bit of the Can't Buy Me Love scene. At lunchtime, as we have said, John Lennon was at the Dorchester Hotel for a literary luncheon chaired by Osbert Lancaster and hosted by Foyles. The event was held in honour of the success of John's first book, In His Own Right, but when he was asked to make a speech, he could only say, "Thank you all very much and God bless you," and then, "You've got a lucky face," while sitting down to the person on his left. The 1 second long speech didn't sit particularly well with the media and the audience present. Later on, this was excused as another irreverent gesture of the intelligent Beatle to belittle the establishment, but in the anthology book, Lennon is quoted saying that he couldn't think of anything meaningful to say, and so he decided to avoid the matter altogether. Cynthia Lennon, in her book John, explained that they arrived at a luncheon hungover, and John was utterly unaware that he would have been required to give a speech. His reaction was dictated by panic more than any particular strategy. Luckily, the Beatles' manager Brian Epstein came to rescue and made an impromptu speech that made up for Lennon's. In the afternoon, between 4:30 and 5:45 p.m., there was a new mixing session in Abbey Road, perhaps with one or more Beatles in attendance, to complete another monomix of the A Hard Day's Night title track, this time for record release. And the show ends with more filming for Help in 1965, featuring the Beatles at the Twickenham Film Studios. The day was spent with more filming on the unused sequence in the drama school, featuring Frank Howard and Wendy Richard. By the way, before concluding the episode, let me remind you that your help would be very much appreciated. Do you want to know what to do? Then head to www.simonmas.com/support and find plenty of ideas. Show me how fab you are and make the difference doing your bit to get more music-related content of a higher quality. No donation is too small, but you don't have to part with your money if you don't want to or can't. Thank you and see you tomorrow. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.